Hello and hi, kids and kidsoids. Another edition of Stories and Stuff, and this is Joy Bubbles in Minneapolis, your storyteller. Well, I have a very, very dear friend, Penelope, and her special friend, Judy, and they both adopted me into their forever family a number of years ago, back in 1996 or 1997, and I'm going to tell you how they found me a job. Maybe you could guess what kind of job it was that I did to get a little extra money. Anyway, they know how much I hate chocolate. Ew! And peanut butter. Ew! And they'll call me up and, like, they'll have some peanut butter cups and they'll eat them in my ear because they're both together. So I don't just say ew, ew. I say ew, ew, ew! And then they get these big old chocolate soldiers from Switzerland. And they're all carved, and they have the right color of uniform, and they come in an individual box, and they'll start eating those things right over the phone in my ear. Oh, I just bit his bayonet off. I hope it isn't chocolate. It's all chocolate. Ew, I say. And then one day, I told them about when I went over to give blood, and they couldn't take my blood because I had too much sugar in my urine. And you know what? When they'd call me, instead of Joy Bubbles, they'd say, "Hello, sweet pea." Normally, Penelope says, "Joy Bubbles, Joy Bubbles, Joy Bubbles," three times when she's excited because she likes to say the name so much. But for a while, all I heard was sweet pea. I don't know what made her finally forget about it, but she just stopped one day. I almost miss it. Well, one day, I was just mentioning, like I mentioned, you know, to anybody that I was talking to, that I was looking for an extra job to get a little money, extra money. The reason is I had been saving up to go to Pittsburgh for several